Well, good morning. This week, we're going to go straight to Scripture and read from the Bible what it says about some very important things to our salvation. Today, we talk about faith, belief. Hebrews 11, verse 1. Now, faith is the substance of things hoped for, the evidence of things not seen. Mark 1, verse 15. The time is fulfilled, and the kingdom of God is at hand. Repent and believe in the gospel. Mark 16, verses 15 and 16. He said to them, "Go into all the world and preach the gospel to every creature. He who believes and is baptized will be saved, but he who does not believe will be condemned." In John chapter 3, verses 14 through 16 and verse 18, "And as Moses lifted up the serpent in the wilderness, even so must the Son of Man be lifted up, that whoever believes in him should not perish but have everlasting life. For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whoever believes in him should not perish but have everlasting life. He who believes in him is not condemned, but he who does not believe is condemned already, because he has not believed in the name of the only begotten Son of God." John 6, verse 29. Jesus answered and said to them, "This is the work of God, that you believe in him whom he sent." John 8, verse 24. "Therefore I said to you that you would die in your sins. For if you do not believe that I am he, you will die in your sins." John 11, verse 25. Jesus said to her, "I am the resurrection and the life. He who believes in me, though he may die, he shall live. And whoever lives and believes in me shall never die." Acts 8, verses 12 and 13. "But when they believed Philip as he preached the things concerning the kingdom of God and the name of Jesus Christ, both men and women were baptized. Then Simon himself also believed. And when he was baptized, he continued with Philip and was amazed, seeing the miracles and signs which were done." Acts 15, verse 7. "And when there had been much dispute, Peter rose up and said to them, 'Men and brethren, you know that a good while ago God chose among us that by my mouth the Gentiles should hear the word of the gospel and believe.'" Acts 16, verses 31 through 33. "So they said, 'Believe on the Lord Jesus Christ, and you will be saved, you and your household.' Then they spoke the word of the Lord to him and to all who were in his house. And he took them the same hour of the night, and washed their stripes, and immediately he and all his family were baptized." Acts 18, verse 8, "Then Crispus, the ruler of the synagogue, believed on the Lord with all his household, and many of the Corinthians, hearing, believed, and were baptized." Romans 1, verse 16, "For I am not ashamed of the gospel of Christ, for it is the power of God to salvation for everyone who believes, for the Jew first and also for the Greek." Romans 10, verses 9 and 10, "That if you confess with your mouth the Lord Jesus and believe in your heart that God has raised him from the dead, you will be saved. For with the heart one believes unto righteousness, and with the mouth confession is made unto salvation." 1 Corinthians 1, verse 21, "It pleased God through the foolishness of preaching to save those who believe." 1 Thessalonians 4, verses 13 and 14, "But I do not want you to be ignorant, brethren, concerning those who have fallen asleep, lest you sorrow as others who have no hope. For if we believe that Jesus died and rose again, even so God will bring with him those who sleep in Jesus." Titus 3, verse 8, "This is a faithful saying, and these things I want you to affirm constantly, that those who have believed in God should be careful to maintain good works. These things are good and profitable to men." James chapter 2, beginning in verse 18. "But someone will say, 'You have faith, and I have works. Show me your faith without your works, and I will show you my faith by my works.' You believe that there is one God, you do well. Even the demons believe and tremble. But do you want to know, O foolish man, that faith without works is dead?" 1 John chapter 3, verse 23. "This is his commandment, that we should believe on the name of his Son Jesus Christ and love one another as he gave his commandment." So as you can see, the Bible has much to say about our faith and about believing. There are many more passages than this. But I hope you will think on these things and have a great and blessed day.